This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm joined in the studio today by
Audrey Raj.
Arvind Yuvraj.
With you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. We started off with a question. Are parents suffering from smartphone addiction? Let us know, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Instagram, and on Twitter at BFM Radio. Clearly, you guys are all very busy on your smartphones. It's quiet out there. I'm sure some of you are still on holiday. And maybe you've just gone off and spending the entire stupidly long weekend doing something. I made a mistake today in that I should have booked off today and Thursday and Friday. Imagine how long that break would have been.
Not a good idea, Rich. Who would we be doing the show with?
That's true.
Yeah, exactly. You can phone
in. Wait, I'm waiting for the but. Okay, move on to story number three. Global study. Continuous performance management increases competitive advantage. You make it sound so exciting, Ords.
Yes, of course. Okay, so a recent report on the state of the global workforce has found that 85% of employees are neither engaged or actively disengaged at work. So if only 15% of employees worldwide are actually engaged at work, experts say that the economic consequences of this, what you would call global passivity, are costing the world economy like $7 trillion in lost productivity. That is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, this is because imagine, right, even in this office, if only 15% of us were actually engaged with the work that we do, then the rest are just most probably dragging their feet or just completely unaffected by the work that they do. Mm. Imagine the kind of productivity we could have if we had like that those levels up to, say, 90%.
Do they infer why this might be?
It's just a trend. You know, it's most of us work, but we're not really passionate or super passionate about what we do. Mm. I'm not talking about the people in the room because I know like we love what we do, right? You know, it's like a joy to wake up and come into work every day through the traffic, you know, and that's why, Rich, you know, we love having you here and that you didn't take Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off.
I don't know what's going on here. I'm a little bit concerned.
But, yeah, but $7 trillion is a lot of money.
Part of me thinks that this has something to do with this whole open office thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That we've discussed this a little bit. And, you know, it's great to come to work and it's great to, you know, talk with your colleagues and have that little bit of a chit-chat and one thing or another. But maybe it's the distraction of being in that open office that people are not engaging in the work that they should be engaged in.
But you also, I'm sure you have friends, Rich, who maybe studied to become a doctor, but then they're just not into it. They would have rather been architects
or
an engineer. Or a comedian even, right?
Yeah.
So it could be anything. But according to this research, 85% of employees around the world not engaged with what they do. Right. So what can we do to up the engagement levels and the productivity levels? Well, according to research by Forrester Consulting, they believe the answer is embracing continuous performance management. Now, that is not where I would have gone with this.
Yeah,
right?
No.
Yeah, but you know how you... I don't know, but I don't think I've met anyone who actually enjoys your annual performance appraisal.
So the idea behind it is if you are not engaged, we are going to verbally whip you into shape until you are engaged.
Mm-hmm. Yes, not just once a year or twice a year, but maybe monthly.
That's the kind of thing that would turn people away from a company, in my opinion.
Right?
Yeah.
I can imagine that this would be... well, time-consuming, not only for the HR team, but also for the employees themselves. Because imagine like once a month having to take an hour or 1.5 hours off just so you can meet with your HR rep or with your immediate supervisor to discuss what you've done for the month and where you're headed and what your growth prospects are for the rest of the year. So I can imagine this being time-consuming. And how do you actually monitor like progress reports on a monthly basis? Imagine the paperwork.
You know what they say, when you spend too much time with somebody, you barely notice changes. You know, so you're living with, have I put on weight? I can't tell. I work with you every day or whatever. Mm. It's the same kind of thing. You know, the only way you can monitor progress is over a longer period of time. That's when you will see changes. And like you say, Ords, doing it monthly, I don't know.
Well, according to Forrester, they surveyed more than 600 employee performance decision makers in 14 countries, and this represents North America, Europe, and Asia Pacific. They say that embracing continuous performance reviews helped increase productivity by about 1.5 times.
Does it correlate to how much happiness was in the office at the time?
Yeah, right. Because it sounds like you're frightening them
exactly
into shape. Like if you know someone's just having like a day off, you're just frightening the person into doing more work.
Yeah,
because they know that someone's breathing down their neck. Right,
right.
Like it's like having a test at the end of every month.
Every single month,
you're gonna have your knowledge up to date. You're gonna be like studying for that test, right? Mm-hmm. And you're gonna have, you know what it's like during performance appraisals, like if you do it, say, once a year, so you've got like 9 months of doing what you like, and then the last 3 months you really, you know, put your head down and get the work done, and all of a sudden you ace your performance appraisal, right?
Yep.
So that's how people game the...
It is indeed.
game the system, right? But one benefit that I see from doing these monthly check-ins is that consistent coaching and guidance. It's something that I think the younger generation of employees that are entering the workforce today could need, you know? I mean, imagine that constant check-in. If you have an issue, you feel you're not growing in your capacity in your career as well, then maybe like these constant check-ins with your supervisor. And also... might help. And also imagine if you feel like you need more guidance. So sometimes you do a project and you're working on a project and it's 3 months and it's not bearing any fruit. But if you had those check-ins, like say three times in that 3 months, they could maybe put you on the right course, right?
There is that,
I don't know. I think all like, you know, so, like a person sitting down and checking in with you, like whether it's the HR person or your company or your employer or something, I think those things are kind of outdated. There must be a way, like we spoke about how people should implement AI into the workforce, into like the system, into HR system. So if every single person who works at a company has access to their own KPI scores, and if they are like sort of feeding their information into a system that's linked to their account, then the system should be able to do their work for them. Meaning that you have, let's say you have like this 10 goals for the month of September, and you are able to do 8 goals by the end of September. So every time you reach a goal, every time you hit one of these bullet points, you just check the thing in the system, like the task list or
you self-monitor it.
Yeah. So it everything's recorded, everything goes into the system. So once a year when someone sits down with you to go like, okay, this is what you've done, there's no dispute. Mm. You can't say that you have done something and the other person can't say that you have not done something because everything's in your system. So if that's the case, if everyone has like their to-do list, like what, you know, there's like a million apps that let you have like to-do lists that help a lot of people. If everyone has access to their own to-do list when it comes to work, then I think, even weekly check-ins would help. Not just monthly. If you could just check your calendars and you could see the stuff that you haven't done and that you should follow up on, the KPI scores will go up.
So here's the thing. I'm giving Forrester the benefit of the doubt here because they didn't really say what methods of appraisals that you should undertake. But they just said that have a monthly check-in, because even if it's either a monthly check-in or a project-based check-in, that is more than just semi-annual or annually. And this will help boost engagement and productivity levels.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We're going to have two tracks back to back. A little bit of Paul Weller with The Moons with Something Soon, followed by a little bit of the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Soul to Squeeze. When we come back, our final story, how more malls are to enter the fray in the Klang Valley. 1, 2, 3. There's about 10 more.
There's about 10, yeah.
My word. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. You're listening to BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.